Dear family and friends of Fran Winstead, welcome to her funeral here today. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. I had the privilege of serving Fran as her pastor, served at Roy Winstead's funeral back in 2014. It's good to start off with Psalm 23, I should say, because what Psalm 23 speaks of is that we have a champion that takes our cause. That's what's behind every single word there in Psalm 23. The good shepherd leads me beside quiet waters. He leads me to green hills. He restores my soul. In other words, we have someone that takes our every cause. And that's going to help us today as we process and we think about Fran's life, but also her recent death. Christians understand a couple concepts with death that's important to relate heading into the service. The first is that the service is a service of mixed emotions. You may feel grief. That's completely appropriate. You also, however, and what we want to also feel today is a sense of hope and comfort. For Fran has no pain. She is at rest and has that peace that we wish for her to have. So mixed emotions, wherever you land. We want to grieve, but also grieve with hope. How can we do that? Well, how we can do that is to simply say that death is not the last word for someone who hears and believes in Jesus as their Savior. Jesus has the last word. And his last word is that those who believe in me will have everlasting life. That's our hope. That's our foundation for hope today. Our service is going to, just a couple notes about our time together. It's brief. But to follow along as best you will want to, you can follow by what's being projected here in front of you. There will be some responsive things between myself, the pastor, and those that are attending here today. There will be some readings that are projected. There will also be a time of sharing. We're going to open up some time if you have memories to share, if you have a feeling to share, if you have something funny, if you have something sad, if you have a thought about what her death means to you, we'll have a time to share during that moment. I'll share some comforting words, and then we'll close with prayer. At the conclusion of the service, everyone is invited into the fellowship hall for a lunch reception held in Fran's honor. We're going to begin with a special song of Fran's. That song is It's Such a Pretty World Today by Wynn Stewart. We're going to listen to that song now.